Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. We're going to cover J.B. Pritzker, Governor Pritzker's press conference as soon as he hits the podium at 2:30. President Trump expected to speak today at 4 o'clock. We also have Chicago Police Superintendent Charlie Beck will join us at 1:50. He wants you to stay home, and he can't stress that enough. Former Mayor Rahm Emanuel will join us at the bottom of the hour, but our first guest is very close to me. The $2 trillion coronavirus bill passed on Friday, but not before a little bit of drama where members of the House had to race back to Washington to vote. Our first guest had to do just that. He is the congressman out of the 18th District, which is Central Illinois, my hometown of Peoria. He is my cousin, and he joins us now. It is Darren LaHood. Wow, we had a bit of drama happening on Friday, didn't we, cousin?
We sure did, Pete. Hey, good to be with you and your listeners, Pete, and hope you and your family are safe and healthy and doing well.
Everybody is doing very well. I just talked to my mother yesterday, and I've been texting with your father, Ray, and it seems like everybody is okay in your family, too.
We're doing well, although my wife wants me to go back to work because she's sick of having me around the house, and my three teenage boys don't want me around the house, so we're working hard to get me back to work.
Darren, I said this to my wife. I go, this is testing marriages all over the world. It really is when you have to spend 24/7 with your spouse. I want to talk about the hiccup in the House where Congress had to fly back on Friday to Washington. What happened? Why did you have to be there in person?
So, there's been some confusion about that. But essentially, if you look at the bill, was debated for about a week in the Senate, finally passed 96-0 on Wednesday night. It came over to the House. And there was a thought that because we're up to almost 50 members of the House that have either tested positive, been quarantined, have been come in contact with the disease, and so we made the decision from a health perspective that we would do it by either unanimous consent or by a voice vote. And unanimous consent means that everybody agrees. Well, that wasn't going to happen, and so a voice vote happened. It could happen without the members coming back, but we had one member from Kentucky, Representative Thomas Massey, who insisted that all members come back to have this vote. And so that was very frustrating. I know the president talked to him, tried to talk him out of it for health reasons and otherwise. The bill was going to pass overwhelmingly. So I on Friday, got up early, drove to Chicago, on a plane, got back there. And so did a lot of other members. And so it was unfortunate that we had to do that, but it was the right thing to do. We needed this to pass. In the end, we had enough of enough members there to sustain a quorum call to have the voice vote. But if we wouldn't have gone back, we would have had to call a lot more members back. So anyway, it worked out the way that it should have. But it was a bit of a hiccup. But it got done. It got signed by the president 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Right.
And now we can help people get back. Help on the health side and the economic side.
Well, people who make $75,000 in adjusted gross income or less get $1,200 a piece. So if you're a married couple, you're going to get $2,400. Is that right?
That is correct. If you're a family of four, making $160,000 or less, you're going to get about $3,400. That's $1,200 for each adult. And $500 for your two children, $500 for each child. So average family of four is going to get about $3,400. That's an infusion of cash that's going to go out in the next 2 weeks here that is going to help make people whole. That's one part of it, Pete. That takes up about $500 billion. Second part is about $400 billion that goes to the SBA, Small Business Administration,
right,
that helps our bars and restaurants, our beauty salons, our landscapers. And then the last tranche is distressed businesses, large companies. That's American Airlines, United Airlines, the cruise industry. And then lastly, unemployment insurance for 4 months. We'll be able to keep people on unemployment insurance. So it's a large bill, $2.2 trillion. I don't like spending that much money, especially when we're putting it on a credit card. But
right,
we didn't invite or ask for this disease. And through no fault of their own, these businesses that have to deal with it, hopefully this will help them get through the next 8 to 10 weeks.
I heard Congressman Raja on John Williams' show on Friday, and there was some confusion as to when we received the checks. So sometime in the next 3-4 weeks, is that right?
The goal is to have those mailed out by April 7th or around there. Now, some will get those electronically. Some will get those in the mail.
Okay.
I think it's probably going to take 2 weeks for that to happen. But if you already get your IRS return electronically, more likely than not, you'll get it that way. So we're trying to speed up that process. But it'll be either deposited in your account electronically. If you don't have a bank account, then it'll be mailed to your last known address.
We're talking with Congressman Darren LaHood out of the 18th. Small businesses, and you mentioned it, especially restaurants and bars. We had Doug Dunlay, who owns 9 restaurants here in Chicago. We had him on last week. I know so many of these guys. You know, you're in Peoria, Agatucci's Pizza. I grew up with them. Billy Jacobs with Peace Pizza here in Wicker Park. David and Matt over at Chicago Cut. I can mention my people in Rockford. All over the state, these small businesses need money. Is there a way that they need to apply for it, or is it just going to come to them? How does that work?
Yeah, so they're propping that up right now, but the Small Business Administration, starting on Monday, going to their website, they're going to have information on how you apply. The goal is to get these bars and restaurants through the next 8 to 10 weeks. So this will be an infusion of cash that will go to them. It's almost like a grant or money that will go to them that they can use to pay their employees over the next 8 to 10 weeks, or to pay rent if they need to pay utilities, to get them through this difficult time. So that money will, again, be an infusion that will go directly to them. Almost all that money will go in the form of a grant, not of a loan.
Okay.
That helps them hopefully get through this period of time when they're in economic distress and not open and not being able to pay their employees.
Darren, we have a lot of seniors that listen to WGN. What about retired people and seniors?
Well, for the most part, in here, there's not an infusion of cash that's going to go to them necessarily. But what we've done in here is we've given them a break on medicine, on tax deferment, on some of that. But there's not going to be, unless you fit into the category of the parameters of making $150,000 or less. No, I mean, the biggest thing for our seniors is we want to get the country healthy again, get the country back on the feet on its feet when it comes to killing this epidemic, killing the virus and stopping it. But I would just say to our seniors, continue to abide by the CDC guidelines,
right,
and the Illinois Department of Public Health. They need to abide by that. That's the most important thing we can do. And obviously, there's $140 billion in this bill for our health care providers, our people on the front lines. I mean, those are really the people in the trenches, Pete, as you well know.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to them. And so money for hospitals. You know, hospitals aren't doing elective surgery. They're not making money. And so we'll help them get back on their feet. But for our seniors, the most important thing is to stay home, continue to abide by the guidelines.
New York and Chicago need medical supplies, especially masks. How do we get those supplies? And I saw Governor Cuomo this morning on TV saying, we need help. We still need help. You got to help us here in New York. So what's the end game there?
Well, the president putting in the Defense Production Act last week is part of that. But, I mean, FEMA at the national level is focused on those hotspots. So Chicago, New York, Wayne County, Michigan, Seattle, Miami, California. That is the focus right now. So anything that's being produced right now is being sent to those areas. For instance, in downstate Illinois and Peoria, we're stabilized now. We haven't had the numbers that you've had in Chicago and other places. And so when we prioritize the PPE, the ventilators, the masks, the gloves, which are being produced right now, those are going to the hotspots. So listen, I have a lot of confidence in FEMA at the national level with Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, the coronavirus task force.
Right.
I think they are focused on the hotspots, and that's where the resources are being sent right now. Particularly over the next week to 10 days here, where there's an anticipated a spike. That's what we need to focus on across the country.
During times of crisis, people just want to be led and they want answers. I'm sure your phone is ringing off the hook. You're very active on social media. You're constantly posting things on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. How much is your phone ringing at the office?
Well, I mean, listen, my cell phone, I spend most of my day on my cell phone, right? I've never, my batteries on my earbuds and on my phone, you know, it's like two or three times a day they run out unless you got them plugged in. So it's constantly on the phone. But dealing with healthcare providers, dealing with businesses, large and small, and answering those questions and helping them get through this. But the bottom line is, Pete, you know this too. We are a resilient country. We are resourceful. We're a prayerful country. We're going to get through this, right? And people have really come together to do this. But the government has to be there to help. We did that with the stimulus bill. I kind of look at this. This is like a baseball game. It's nine innings. We're probably in the fourth or fifth inning right now.
Right.
People want to know that their government is responsive at the local level, the state level, and the federal level, working together. This is not the time to finger point. It's to work together, and I think the state thus far has done that. Again, the Fed's working with the governor's office and all the way down to the county level across the state. We will get through this, there is no doubt, but it has to be a concerted effort working together to do that.
Tons of people having questions. Do you send them to your website or send them to the governor's website or have them seek out their congressman wherever they're listening right now? Is that probably the best answer?
Yes, all of the above. I mean, it depends on what the question relates to. You know, there's been a lot of questions on the shutdown and what's essential, what's non-essential. Obviously, the Illinois Department of Public Health and the governor's office have been very good with answering and responding to that. On the federal side, obviously, all this money now that is flowing from the federal government, you know, I encourage people to call my office or call their local congressman or their U.S. senators in the state of Illinois. That's the best place to go. SBA, the Small Business Administration, has a website that's been up and running and been fairly helpful. That's the best place to go if you're a small, medium-sized business and want to know. Unemployment insurance, the state has a pretty good website on that. So it's a variety of things. But, getting that information to people is really what we've been trying to do, and then help them as they go through this process, which they're not used to.
Cousin, you're the best. We're going to have you on again. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Pete. And listen, anybody, if they have questions, can call our office or go on our website. We're happy to help them with whatever they may need. And like I said, we are going to get through this, Pete. Again, appreciate all you're doing to help with that effort, too.
You're the best. We'll talk soon. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
That is Congressman Darren LaHood out of the 18th, which is Central Illinois. I can't keep up with all the text messaging questions. Go to the governor's website. Go to your congressman's website. A lot of people asking if I make this much money or I forgot to file last year. All that information will be on the governor's website or your congressperson's website.